This is Jack Aiken with Aiken for the Truth. We've been looking recently at a couple of interesting terms, axiom and paradox. Thus, we could better understand strategically why the enemy, Satan, spends so much time attacking Genesis, the book of origins. And so by attempting to present Genesis as a collection of ancient myths and allegories, indirectly attacks the very cross of Christ. We also examined the paradox of the salvation of the unrepentant by the repentance of the only one capable of perfect repentance, one who doesn't need to repent. That perfect penitent is Christ. Now, another paradox. Which came first, the chicken or the egg? To embrace this question, we must go outside of our experience. We have seen that eggs come from hens, so maybe the chicken came first. However, when fertilized by a rooster, the egg will produce, through a mind-boggling series of complex processes, a baby chicken. We observe that this is the only way chickens come into the world. So, the which came first question remains unanswered. It is unanswered because the logical end of this question is one of origins, and none of us were around when these origins occurred. It is axiomatic that they did occur, that they did have a beginning. But to embrace the question how, we must develop scenarios and follow up in any way we can to validate them. This is a valid element of science and history. Theoretical physicists like Hawking work on mathematically based physical theories, developing scenarios in anticipation that a given theory, when new observations and experiences in the cosmos occur, will not only have predicted them, but will also provide a supportable explanation for them. Scenarios are useful as long as they follow some general rules. One wants as much axiom and proof for non-axiom as possible. Then, as more is learned and experienced, a theory may become less theoretical, closer to law or fact. This process certainly occurs in a Christian's faith. Though there will always be some unanswered questions, the evidence continues to accumulate through experience gained by waiting, hanging in there, until our faith gains substance, weight. This process is exactly described in several texts in the New Testament. For example, in his letter to the Romans, chapter 5, Paul explains that the desired product of solid, supporting faith and hope lay in the patience required to allow God's operation in time and through tough times to provide us with the backbone of experiences that, when observed and realized, gives us solid and unmovable faith and hope. Until next time, this is Jack Aiken with Aiken for the Truth.